you're currently an active student.
I am, yes.
Currently active student and have a business,
yes,
and do consulting work.
Yes.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
Hey, gang. The Headley Group Real Estate Show is a video audio podcast designed to highlight and interview real estate professionals, entrepreneurs, and other fields alike. The mission of our podcast is to acknowledge people of color and show their successes, and in return, help our audience learn from them and pick up tips and tricks in building additional income. Hey, ladies and gents, this is Mike Headley. We are back. Another great episode on Headley Group Real Estate Show. Listen, this is a unique show. What I mean by unique, this is actually our first time in a long time recording in our studio, where we actually have the guest right next to me, right? So I thought that was kudos to us, as well as our wonderful guest who we have. We got a young lady here, one thing about our show, we keep it honest, we keep it real. I think that's the best way to be. Met her actually a few years ago at a conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and we was just in line, actually we was getting something to eat, and somehow, you know, next to people, and you know, you're having a conversation, you're talking, and she said that she's kind of great with social media and she's an inspiring businesswoman and just like had a lot of knowledge, and I was very impressed that the words was coming out of her mouth. So I said, listen, you know, you go to these events, you exchange phone numbers and you change business cards. A lot of times people call you, some people don't. But I think she was shocked when I followed up with her. So actually, we are using her services now, which happens to be Jay's Wealth Consulting. Let's give a warm welcome to Miss Jada Jones.
Good. Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate this time. I'm excited for the podcast.
Oh, man. Listen, let me tell you something, Jay. Like I said, we brought you in when I saw you, and we was having them conversation. I said, listen, I can use your expertise just to kind of get us going. You know, I mean, get us going and seeing what our inefficiencies are to make us efficient. Mm-hmm. Right. So you said, hey, listen, I think I can help out with that. You came on board and you really did some phenomenal things, not only for the show, but actually for the real estate brokerage. Kudos to you on that.
Thank you. No, it's exciting. I'm super excited to be here. You know, I haven't worked with you guys for some time. It's mm-hmm. exciting to be here and kind of a full circle moment, if you might say.
This is definitely a full circle moment. Now, yes. Now here's the thing. We are, we was doing the show and we do everything from a virtual standpoint. And I said, hey, listen, Jade, why don't you do the show in-house? And she said, Mike, I love to do it. So we're going to dive right into it. The whole social media consulting business, just that aspect, the way you think, your company here, J Wealth Consulting, what was that itch? What was that thing that made you say, hey, listen, the world needs to hear Jada? What was it?
So that's a really great question. And honestly, I would say that actually really started with me diving into entrepreneurship myself. I became an entrepreneur at the end of 2019, where I wanted to actually start an events-based venue, but I ended up pivoting towards having my own t-shirt brand that was in relation to my past experience as an engineering student. Mm. And so once I took on that role as an entrepreneur, I was in love with the idea of personal development and investing in yourself and, you know, going to go meet people that have that level of success that you want. Mm-hmm. And so within that, I was able to learn lots of information that, you know, you probably wouldn't find at your local business school. So within that, you know, I really learned a lot more, not being in school, but having that real life entrepreneurship, you know, experience, and really that school of life kind of thing. And so I had a lot of friends reaching out to me, asking me for tips and, you know, my advice on their businesses and how to start their own business and how to get their stuff off the ground. And so I was actually helping one of my friends, believe it or not, his name is Dave Chappelle.
His name is Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Wow. I know he gets a lot. There's a lot of jokes, but wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. His name is Dave Chappelle. Okay. He's an entrepreneur himself, and we went to college together. And he actually always kind of inspired me because I knew that he had vending machines and he had his own life insurance brokerage or, you know, his own company. So I feel like that was maybe my first probably up hand experience when it comes to entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And so I guess in its own kind of full circle moment, you know, when I started my journey a few years later, and he's kind of asking me for advice on, you know, maybe his website or, you know, how to get certain things off the ground. He was like, wow, you know, do you charge for this? And I was like, no, I don't. And he's like, you probably should. And I said, wow, really? And so literally the next day I started Jwell Consulting, and, you know, I filed for the LLC and I filed, you know, and got everything together. So within that, that's really what kind of catalyzed it, is just that opportunity to give back to other people, and kind of give my personal entrepreneurship experience and make that packaged into, you know, edible amounts for people that maybe new or at different levels of entrepreneurship themselves. Mm.
Well, you know, we've got to unpack. So, you know, you said so many good things there. What are, first of all, like I said, the guy Dave Chappelle, that's hilarious. Right. The fact that you said the Dave Chappelle, he was in so many different businesses, right?
Yeah.
But, and he had a lot of strengths in these other areas, but he lacked in the social media space, right? And that was your spark. They said, okay, well, let me get my business going. Did you, when you move forward, you filed your corporation documents. You know, some people don't understand exactly that process. Was that challenging for you to do that, or you like what did you do to say, hey, you know, let me get my own corporation, I don't need to hire another company, you know, to do it for me. What was some simple steps like that for you to let me get my corporation going, and when did you actually receive your first client?
Oh, that's a great question. So I will say, shout out to Dave Chappelle. He actually is really great on social media in particular. I think some of his questions was really just more so as it relates to website and landing, which is something I've always been doing really since I was a kid, is building websites and, you know, on the graphic design aspect. And so, you know, we're just kind of exchanging knowledge in a sense. And so definitely more so of an exchange there. But I guess in terms as it relates to filing that corporation, believe it or not, I actually do use a service.
Okay.
I'm big on investing in things that will save you time, consolidate, help you organize. And so not a paid promotion, but I utilize what's called Northwest Registered Agent. And so that's a website that
they're not paying us.
Yeah, they're not paying us. Not a paid promotion, but if they want to send me a check, they can. But no, Northwest Registered Agent, if you're familiar with the registered agent, that is the person that is listed. Your registered agent is somebody that is supposed to be there on a 9-to-5 basis, Monday through Friday. And let's say you get served papers, you know, somebody wants to sue you, that's the address and that's the person that they're going to serve it to. And so from early on, and these are some of the things that I feel like really set me accelerated route to entrepreneurship, is that I knew these things from the beginning. And so, you know, I knew that you don't want to list yourself, you don't want to list your own personal address on your LLC, on your corporation documents. I invested in having the Northwest Registered Agent be able to file my LLC as well as act as my registered agent for an entire year. And so all my documents get sent there and they just scan and upload them. And so for me, I knew that I'm a type of person, I travel a lot, I move a lot, I'm kind of young myself. So, you know, keeping up with certain things, you know, I knew ahead of time, okay, well, let me invest in this so all my legal documents can just be sent there and I don't have to worry about keeping up with them, as well as you know, if a legal situation happens, you know, then they have this address versus my address, which I know is publicly listed.
Exactly. Well, let's dive into that. You know, you mentioned, you said I'm young myself, as my phone dropped. You said I'm young myself, but you have this energy, and it's like I said, by me just having a conversation with you consistently, that you know, some people could be young in age, but very mature in terms of, you know, how they think. And where did that come from? Did that come from, like you tell us, where does that come from for you to just want more and do things the right way, getting corporation documents, making sure you're utilizing your time correctly?
Right.
Where did that come from, Jada? We tapping into Jada right
now. Definitely. I think that's a great question. So one thing about me is I actually was raised by my grandparents. And so I feel like that is something that kind of set me to have a slightly mature mindset. And I would say really, living with my grandparents was something that really kind of set me off to care about financial literacy, to care about investing, to care about my finances, because I remember when I first got my first job, I used to work at White Castle, which is a
White Castle's what?
Yes.
In Brooklyn, New York. We know about White Castle. The little burger's 99 cents to fake meat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, believe it or not, I worked there for 2.5-3 years.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
You know, as a high school student, when the minimum wage was like set, it was $7.35 at the time, but we were actually making $9 an hour at White Castle.
Okay.
So at that time, that's significantly more. And so for me, you know, I'm making money, you know, in high school for, you know, $100 a week, you know, that's a lot, you know? And so upwards to $1,000 a month, you know, it was kind of a lot. So, you know, my grandparents used to always tell me, you know, save your money. Are you saving your money? And I wasn't, you know, at first, but, you know, once I kind of got that experience of, you know, just spending and buying all the stuff I wanted, I felt like, okay, well, I can kind of see the value in why I should save my money. And so I really say that influence and, you know, just kind of being around older people. My siblings are, you know, my next oldest sibling is 7 years older, and then it just goes up from there. So I think I just always kind of being around older individuals.
She has old soul, y'all.
Yes, has really just kind of influenced me to kind of have a more mature mindset. But I think that go-getter mindset, I think it just comes from, you know, as I would say, kind of most is not having certain things, you know, when you were younger, and, you know, wanting certain things for myself. So, you know, I wanted to get a job. My grandparents was like, no, you don't have to get a job. But I'm like, no, I want a job, because I knew that there's certain things I wanted to buy, you know, that they wasn't going to buy. So instead of going without it, you know, I did something about it and I just got a job, you know. So, you know, and I think that aspect of time management is kind of where it started, because when I first started my job, you know, I was playing soccer and I'm in school and, you know, involved in different stuff like that. So I feel like all of that, you know, kind of started earlier. But in terms of entrepreneurship, I think entrepreneurship found me.
I like that.
Hey guys, thank you for watching our show. We're going to interrupt you real quickly. We are in the business of referrals. If you know someone looking to buy or sell, residential or commercial, here in the North Carolina area, refer us. We really appreciate that.
So let's go back, because we didn't quite answer it. Somebody probably was watching the same. She didn't answer that part.
Okay.
Transition into J Wealth Consulting.
Right.
Your first client.
Oh, yeah.
And now you got your first client. And I think, and I don't know if it was a success or was it a bust.
Right.
But walk us through that.
Yeah.
And what did it feel like getting that first client?
You know, honestly, I like to look at my consulting business really as what I was doing as a graphic designer. And so I think that for me, what I focus on within J Wealth Consulting is to help companies build their businesses with branding and to keep their business moving along with strategy. And so when it comes to branding, to me, branding is what graphic design is, you know, it's creating those flyers, creating those logos, creating these things that really kind of start companies, you know, on their road to what their customers experience with their brand. And so within my first client, I really just kind of relate that to having graphic design clients. And really, I feel like it became that consulting feel, because, you know, I may do their logo, and then next I'm doing their website, and then next I'm doing their flyers and their thank you cards and their whole thing. So it really felt like I'm literally helping build people's businesses,
correct.
So within that, my first consulting client was actually someone that I went to high school with. And so I love that, because, you know, I know a lot of times, especially floating through social media, people are so concerned and worried that people that they know won't support them. But I'm just super blessed to say that, honestly, I've received a lot of support from people that I've known for a long time. You know, I transferred schools, you know, to North Carolina A&T, but
we can't just let that go.
Okay,
past.
You know,
that's
Aggie
right.
Pride.
That's right. Shout out to North Carolina A&T State University.
The illustrious.
And now you said transfer, so you're currently an active student.
I am, yes.
Currently active student and have a business and do consulting work.
Yes.
Kudos to you.
Thank you. And so within that, my first consulting client, we went to high school together. Believe it or not, we actually went to elementary school together.
Okay.
I remember we used to walk home from school when she used to live on my street. But, you know, it's just amazing, really, just all these full circle moments. And I think that is just so awesome, having to, or being able to support people that I've known for some time. I think that's amazing. And you know, then, you know, I started, I did her logo, and then I ended up doing her website, like you say, her thank you cards and, you know, things like that. And we're still working together today, you know, and, you know, I think that's just awesome. Seeing that customer loyalty from people that I've been working with, you know, almost for over a year now. So, you know, building other businesses, you know, I have a consultant client. She is a, what does she do? She has perfumes, vegan, West African inspired perfumes. And so, you know, also did her logo. And, you know, people come to me ideas, and it's so fun because all of the way that I run my consulting brand businesses is very intended to be more personable, you know. And so where I literally make friends with people that I'm clients that are my clients because I'm working with you for so long, and then, you know, you're bouncing ideas off of me. You know, I'm a sounding board. You know, I listen, I may give my advice if you ask, you know. But on the maybe on the secondary aspect of consulting, the content and the content side, I would say my first client off a long-term basis was actually you.
Well, I didn't took a chance on a rookie. Now I'm playing. I'm joking. That's good. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
off of a longer time basis. Okay, okay. But then I've even had content development mentees and people that I work with off of a similar basis, you know, and being able to, you know, help other individuals be able to get more comfortable with posting on social media or developing that strategy aspect, you know, making their Instagrams aesthetically pleasing and, you know, aiding in being able to efficiently create their content so it's not as much of a chore.
I got to interject now. So I don't want you to give too much of the good secrets up yet before we dive in, because again, we are a real estate show, which we sit around helping real estate professionals, show them how they can grow their business within real estate and outside of real estate. But my point in saying that is that the power of this digital space, social media, because again, you've been a big plus with us.
Thank you.
When you see business people, realtors, accountants, attorneys, whatever, and they're not utilizing social media to what it can really do for their business. The ones who really neglect it, right?
Yeah.
What do you say to them? Like, nah, I don't need that. I've been doing things the way I always been doing it, right? We don't need that. Like, so what's your thoughts on that?
I think my thoughts on that, I think that most people that are against social media probably don't know as much about it as they could.
Okay.
And so within that lack of knowledge, they are avoidant of social media because, you know, there's different platforms, and, you know, there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's TikTok, and, you know, all these different things. And sometimes there's new apps that come out, and, you know, there's all these crazy waves and stuff like that. And I think that that can feel intimidating to some people, especially if people are not as comfortable with technology itself. But my, you know, I definitely think that it's important for people to always stay adaptable, you know, and always stay adaptable, because, you know, if you're very resistant to change, then change is inevitable. You know, change is almost the definition of life. So if you aren't willing to change, then life is going to pass you up eventually.
That's right.
So that's kind of my take on that.
You say some great things there, because you get some people older and younger. I think some people, well, really we're gonna say the older ones, because young ones they're sliding right into the
sometimes.
What's currently going, but sometimes. Some young people's like, nah, I don't need that. But and that's what we harbor on. Like I said, that's the reason why we brought on board, so we can have that fresh mind. Right. So we're not saying that old person doesn't have it, but let me get somebody who's in the business, and also who's in the business of what they're doing, and they're really infused in it, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, like I said, we asked you to come on, which has been a plus to us, right?
I just thought about something. I have to shout out my first client. I totally forgot.
So we wasn't the first. So we were second best.
I have to shout out my first client. She actually has a gamer page.
Okay.
And so she has a Twitch account, if you know what that is.
Twitch.
So it's
in existence?
Yeah. So it's like a live streaming account.
Okay.
And so she plays.
You don't have that.
She basically plays like Call of Duty and Fortnite and you know, she gets subscriptions, and, you know, like people pay for her subscription. So I ran a social media audit for her Instagram and kind of helped her with being able to developed that three-step content strategy, which is something I developed for my own t-shirt brand. And she, you know, saw results, you know, almost immediately. You know, my personal guarantee is if you see result, if you don't see results in the first 30 days, then it's your money back. And so I put that on me because I'm very results oriented. I believe that, you know, paying per hour is one thing, but you want the result, because, you know, people can waste your time, you know what I mean? Boy. So I believe
you can waste my time. I'm gonna call you out.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So I definitely, you know, and I just felt that I was a level of accountability to put on myself, even at the beginning, is to say, hey, I'm willing to give your full money back, you know, based off of this information, because I believe in what I'm saying so much. So
I like that, you know. So I mean, but here's the thing. Now let's. We talked about the good times. We talked about you starting, you are who you are. Hit the people with the point where, man, we didn't dealt with somebody, they didn't really want to pay, or we applied for a particular service and we thought we was getting X and we really got R.
Yeah.
Basically hit us with a gloomy moment, right? Where a gloomy moment, but you stood up and you prevailed. Like, what was, hit us one of them.
Within my own experience? Yeah, or within, no,
within your own experience, right? So this way people, because somebody out there right now is watching Jada and saying, that's me. So talk to that avatar.
Man, so I would have to say that I've been blessed when it comes to clients. Okay. So, you know, and I don't know, I think that's just the type of, route in which I decide to conduct business. So I don't conduct business with just anybody, and I don't, you know, I'm not money hungry.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't just kind of, you know, accept things, because I know that, you know, that my time is valuable. And, and, you know, even if you are paying me, you know, it's still a certain level of boundaries that have to be you know, put in place. And so I work with people that are amazing people, honestly, truly. So you know, I don't have that too much experience, but you know, in my own experience of paying for services that didn't go as well, I feel like those are some of the things that make that have motivated me to, you know, be particular about who I work with, and, you know, qualifying clients. I'm very big on qualifying clients, and, you know, not allowing just anybody to work with you, because, you know, we might not see the same vision. But sometimes people, I feel like people may come to me for consulting, but sometimes people just want a sounding board. Like, they don't really want my advice. They just want
hear you to kind of talk.
Yeah, hear themselves
basically
talking.
Gotcha.
You know, so, you know, that's kind of a different, you know, scenario. So, you know, I can be open to that, but ultimately, you know, I think with the clientele that I've worked with, you know, I like to work with people that are amazing people, people that are, you know, will be here for the long term, and, you know, can have, you know, like a friendship, you know.
Correct.
So it's kind of like, you know, dating. If I can't be friends with you, then I can't work with you.
That's right. That's so. Right. So have you ever, this is real quick, you ever had to fire a client?
Fire a client.
I'm putting y'all on the spot now.
Spot.
Whoever worked with them. Have you ever fired a client?
I've never fired a client, but I've had to exhibit some levels of patience for sure. Definitely some levels of patience. But I've never fired a client. I've never had a client that was extremely bad.
Gotcha.
So I will say that. But you know, just understanding more so what people's personalities are. Now that's a thing too, is just understanding people's personalities to know, like, okay, this person might change their mind a few times, you know? And so while that may not sit well with me at first, I'm like, okay, well, you know, this person, they really want to work with me. Like, they really want to work with me, and they, you know, they're respectful in a sense, but, you know, they might change their mind a few times, but I'm willing to work with that because, hey, we're human, you
know,
I change my mind sometimes too. And I understand, you know, just within business sometimes, especially in the early stages, is so much to figure out, you know, especially as it relates to branding. There's so many things and so much new information. So I think that that's why I value working with select clients, because I can't give you that type of attention. And so it does require a level of patience, but, you know, just also a level of understanding, and just, you know, allows me to be able to move in my own way to accommodate you. So it's not, you know, I feel like things are never overly formal, mm-hmm. you know, which I kind of enjoy. And I think that's the best part about entrepreneurship, that, you know, I can show up and be myself, you know, I can put myself in scenarios. Mm-hmm. I can work with people that aren't expecting me to be this certain way. Mm-hmm. And I think honing back in on social media, I think mm-hmm. social media allows you to show up in that way, no matter what profession you are. So, you know, you mentioned accountants and things. I actually got to meet someone named Michel Von Braun. He's the he's a CPA tax preparer. Okay. Well, hopefully I'm using the right words. Okay. But you know, he raps. Like, I can't think of his name, but his rap name. But you know, he raps and he has high ticket clients, you know what I mean? So it's just, but I just think with the power of social media is you can present your personality on social media, and those people that really resonate with your personality will come work with you.
I like
because
that.
Not everybody, you know, not everybody is just like suit and collar, you know, kind of thing. But at the same time, you want to omit a level of professionalism at the baseline always, to where you can still work with those clients. But at the same time, I think entrepreneurship should work for you. You know, I believe in building a business that works for you, not just finding a business that simply makes money, you know. And I know a lot of people's opinions may be different from that, but me, I became an entrepreneur because I like, you know, to have freedom and agency over my life and what I do and who I work with, you know. So I didn't join entrepreneurship. I didn't become a consultant to be a slave to anybody's, you know, to anybody's
notion.
You know, so
tell it.
That's just, you know, a little bit of my past.
Quick commercial break. If you're interested in a career in real estate, or you're a seasoned vet, you might want to change. New environment. You don't like the atmosphere you're in. The Headley Group Realty could be there to assist you with your career. What do we offer? Great culture, great environment, leads, and an awesome commission structure. Let us be there to support your business. One thing, you got to be in the state of North Carolina. Let's get back to the show.
Well, you know, the great thing about what you said, so many great things there. Like I said, we brought you on board. You said one thing, which is a great transition to what we're going to talk about next. Is you said, Mike, trust the process.
Yes.
You said, trust the process.
Yeah.
And one thing, you know, we never micromanage or hovered over you. We let you go, right? And you worked well with you can't see her, but we have Kayla in the back, and she's our wonderful marketing person.
Yes.
You can't see her, but they teamed up together and put out, like I said, some very, very dope, great stuff. Mm-hmm. Trust the process.
Yes.
T-shirt brand.
Yes.
Okay. What made that come up? What made you want to spark that?
Well, I believe what made that come up for me, honestly, was my experience studying engineering in the past. And so engineering was something that has really helped build even my foundation as an entrepreneur. And being as organized and as detail-oriented as I am is something that has really, really been beneficial for me. So being at my last school, I used to go to the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, I met a lot of great, awesome people, and I eventually switched my major to engineering. Now, just like entrepreneurship, I never really even knew what engineering was, to be honest.
Okay.
And so I was entering something because I initially went to school to do pharmacy, but that was really because I was just doing something that I knew paid a lot of money, you know. Gotcha. To be honest, like, I knew that it paid a lot of money, it sounded kind of easy, but when I got there, you know, and I took that chemistry class, I'm like, whoa,
and
this is
a beast.
Yes, chemistry. I'm like, yeah, this is nothing like high school. So you know, I just, you know, decided to switch my major, and I knew I didn't want to be a doctor. You know, I thought about dentistry for like 2 weeks. And I knew, you know, I never considered business really as a major because I just didn't see the value in it, you know, at the time. And so within there, you know, I knew that I liked science and, you know, biology. I did better in my biology classes than my chemistry classes. So I said, okay, well, let me do some research. And I ended up learning about biomedical engineering. And so within learning about biomedical engineering, they didn't actually have that major at the school. So I decided to pursue mechanical engineering with a minor in biology. And so I guess to kind of fast forward, within that school, there wasn't as much diversity within the engineering department, especially as it relates to the educators themselves. Okay. And so for me in that experience, and, you know, shout out to NSBE, the National Society of Black Engineers, they have conferences. And the first conference that I went to was the largest one. It was 13,000 people there.
Wow.
And so within there, you know, I'm getting to meet these great individuals, and, you know, I'm getting to see all these companies and things like that. And they have vendor booths, right? Okay. And they sell T-shirts and... you know, I decided to buy one. Mm-hmm. And so the next year goes and I go, you know, have a great time and things like that. And they have the vendor booths, but they have the same exact people there. And, you know, none of the T-shirts changed, and or the other T-shirts that were there, I didn't really like them. But me personally, you know, I personally like to wear T-shirts. Okay. You know, I that's just something that I've always kind of liked. And just going there, I just didn't see shirts that were fashionable or that were really, you know, sparked out. But I know that engineers of all races tend to take a lot of pride in what they do. I mean, because engineering is really, is a really commendable field, you know. Okay. So within that, you know, I ended up kind of deciding to transfer to North Carolina A&T because of that diversity system, that support behind the engineering department. I knew that they actually produced the highest number of Black engineers in the country. So with knowing that information and knowing that they actually had connections to the company that I wanted to work for, I decided to, you know, to make that transition. So within, before I actually made that actual move to A&T, I started my entrepreneurship journey. So like I said, I purchased a course on how to start your own event space venue. Okay. And there came a free add-on on how to start your own t-shirt brand for free. And so within that, you know, I went through that entire aspect of the course, and, you know, I learned about efficient business models for t-shirt brands. You know, I don't have the inventory in my house, you know. I have, you know, maybe some on hand, but I don't have the entire inventory that people actually purchase in my home. And so learning about that, I'm like, wow, this makes a lot of sense. And so within that, I was kind of exploring the different ways I would want to go about that brand. But I just say all this to say that I noticed that when you niche down, when you're able to really focus in on something, you can really tap into that market. And so seeing that engineering is one, I know that people take a lot of pride in their in their field, and being in that real life experience, I said, okay, well, NSBE, this is the biggest engineering organization. I'm seeing the same shirts. So I'm seeing a area in the market that could be filled, essentially. And so I decided to, you know, develop the business trust, the process code to be able to increase Black representation in STEM. So that's really the purpose behind the brand. And so I offer t-shirts that are for engineers, Black doctors, lawyers, educators, nurses. And so with the goal to be able to not only encourage them to trust the process, because, you know, we're talking STEM fields here. So, you know, they're difficult. And also, you know, to be able to show some of the younger generation of people that are already in this field or that are becoming into this field, because I believe that a lot of the imagery that we see are people from 30, 40, 50 years ago. Correct, you know what I mean? And I feel like there's a disconnect, you know, within the media itself of people not highlighting people, which is why your show is so awesome. Highlighting people of the now, you know, and allowing people to give that information, that advice now. I think that's so critical to the advancement of our culture.
Nice, nice. Let me tell you something. We got a couple of segments that that we want to dive into, but Jade, I want you to give the audience one. We will usually ask for two, but we got this other second coming. Give the audience one quick golden nugget, right? That they can feed off, run with, book, scripture, quote. What is that?
So I think here's, I think one of the greatest quotes, maybe not one of the greatest, but I think something that's been very crucial in my experience, because I have had experience hiring individuals to help me within my brand, you know, very big on like VAs, and, you know, I know as you are too, like help having people kind of help you, assist you in that journey. So in my experience, you know, within hiring people and, you know, getting people onto the team, I learned that people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so within that being said, you know, when you're building teams or when you're working with people, people want to feel valued. You know what I mean? People want to feel valued. People want to feel like you actually care about them and their well-being. And so, you know, while you can help them advance on a technical level, I think sometimes it's hard to get through to people, especially as an entrepreneur and you're piloting this vision. Mm-hmm. People, you know, the very first person that helped me within my business, you know, I was very dead set on learning how this experience could benefit her. And so very early on, you know, we laid out, you know, just the different ways that we could add this to her resume. You know, I wanted to know what her future goals were. Mm-hmm. She let me know that she was interested in becoming a lawyer in the future. And I'm like, wow, well, this is perfect, you know? Perfect. So, you know, that aspect. And the reason why I say that's so important is because, you know, the next time I went to go work with someone, I did not take that time out. And I did not take that time out, and she did not last, you know? And so, and I genuinely feel like it's because I was so focused on what I needed in that moment and, you know, what I needed and, you know, where I was trying to go. And, you know, I maybe talked about the brand vision a little bit, but I feel like I didn't show as much care to her. So, you know, she didn't last as long. So, you know, so within that, you know, I just took that with me and make sure that, you know, I'm always just trying to learn what people's goals are, you know, learn how what I'm doing can fit into what you're doing and learn how we can advance that together. Nice. So even if I am the one that's, you know, giving you money, you know, you still know that I care about what you have going on outside of this.
And give us that quote one more time.
So the quote is that people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
Awesome. Check it out. Now we got our fun segment of the show. Again, we thanking Jada Jones with J Wealth Consulting. And again, name of that t-shirt business called Trust the Process. Now, we got this fun game. We got this fun game that you don't know nothing about.
Okay,
it was a surprise.
Okay.
That we decided to come up with. And we said, me and Miss Kayla said, that I think this would be something good.
Okay.
For that's you funny. And I.
Okay.
And the audience. Okay, so this is a little quickie here.
Okay.
And it's either this or that, right?
Okay. I like it.
Okay, so we say tea or coffee?
Tea.
Okay. Tea. Music or podcast?
Ooh.
When you're driving?
Podcast, for sure.
Okay. Do you prefer working alone or with a team?
Working alone.
Okay. So, vacation or staycation?
Vacation, you know.
Vacation. Okay. Fruits or vegetables?
Fruits for sure.
Okay, fruits. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you a big fan of online shopping, or you like to go in them stores?
Take me to the mall. I'd rather go in person.
Okay. And the ultimate, mountains, or you like to go to the beach?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I would definitely have to say the beach.
You said the beach.
The beach, for sure.
Listen, that go ahead and wraps up our good fire round for this or that. And again, we want to thank Jada Jones for coming on the show. J Wealth Consulting, again, Trust the Process brand. She has always been a wealth of knowledge. And again, she works great with us here with all of our teams. And I want to thank you for being on the show, miss.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is awesome. You know, I'm just excited about the collaboration that we have. And, you
that's
know,
right.
You've been a great person to work with. And, you know, it's been amazing seeing how
you're
business
operates. Yeah, like you're about to quit. We're going to keep working.
I'm getting my resignation.
Exactly, right? You do this live,
No. Awesome business. You know, I'm excited to work here. So, thank you.
Listen, we want to thank everybody for tuning to the show. And again, you know what we're trying to accomplish. We like you to like, support, and share. And we'll see you all next time on the Head to Get Real Estate Show. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey gang, I hope you really enjoyed that show. Our guests provided us some great tips and insight, and please support them on all social media platforms. And while I'm saying that, support us on all social media platforms, and don't forget, watch the entire video on YouTube. We'll see you next time.